I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. I need a little more guitar there. That was so great. And even I feel inspired. And yes, this radio show, you, my listeners, made it onto my gratitude list this morning. I was riffing off of some things I'm super grateful for, and they were pretty simple, amazing things in my life, but certainly you and this show are one of them. I love doing this. I love doing this. I'm going into my 11th year, so clearly I'm getting so much out of it. I sure hope you are too, and I love hearing from you. Keep writing. DareToDreamRadio@gmail.com. Your feedback is so meaningful. It's very encouraging, and I love hearing your stories, too. So welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger. This show, as you heard, it was created for you to take steps toward your dreams and turn them into a reality. Well, a little bit later, Mas Sajati is back. You're going to love this show. You're going to really enjoy it. He is the survivor of two near-death experiences, or NDEs, as they call them out there. And he's also the founder of MediHealing, bringing his rare knowledge and healing abilities to the world and to people. And you can call in the show, and you can connect with him and receive a mini reading, healing, uplifting, shifting. He literally sees DNA. How cool is that? He sees the matrix. So we are going to be taking listener calls during the Dare to Dream radio show today. And now more than ever, we recognize with gratitude how precious the time we have to share with our loved ones, our companions, our colleagues, our loved ones. It truly is very brief and precious, isn't it? So are you ready to leave the stress of constant busyness behind and learn how to make space for who and what matters most? You can actually design your own life, and that's part of creating your dreams into your reality. You can choose your experience and make every moment matter. And by the way, I just had a conversation with somebody today. I'm part of a wine club. I love this wine club. I have the wine delivered every month to my doorstep, my house. You can have it delivered to your business as well. You can get two, you can get four bottles. You can get all red, red and white, your choice. But just imagine unique wines from the best vineyards, yum, around the world, red and white at your door. Check it out. It's directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. It's Direct Sellers with a C because it's a wine cellar, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yep, they ship and deliver the wine to your business or home. And when it comes, it arrives with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, all at below retail prices. So yes or yes, win or win. Join this very easy, wonderful wine club today and impress your friends and make your vino life happy. directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to speak directly with Mas Sajati. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine. wine gets social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. Yes, indeed, Masajati is here. After his second near-death experience, he was gifted with intuitive and healing abilities so remarkably potent that he was soon likened to some of the most significant healers in history. Mas works on the core frequency level to help redesign and reprogram your blueprint, materializing fast and tangible results and manifesting abundance in all areas of life. Thousands around the world have transformed their lives after just one or two sessions with Mas. And this year, Mas Sajati has been a featured speaker for health and wellness conferences and expos throughout the U.S., Canada, the U.K., including Dublin and Paris. You want to learn more after the show? You're going to visit his website at massajati.com. Mas, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun show. Really good. It feels good just tapping into the audience.
Oh, good. I know last time we could barely even get around to all the calls, and so we're going to do our very best. I want to just tap into you quickly so we can have some clarity.
Of course.
I love this idea of the Matrix, and you call yourself a DNA reader. What does that mean? Is that like you're an ATM? And we sort of flip our blueprint into
pretty much.
You somehow. and how do you perceive what you perceive?
Sure. So let's just go back to my first near death. You know, when I had that life review, right? The life review. You've heard about that, right, Debbie?
Yes. You know,
some people
they
have a near death experience. They have a life review. And it's not really a life review. It's not about some guy sitting across, you know, some angel or saint or whoever, you know, and giving you scores on what, you know, what you did and what you didn't do. And then you go up and down. It's nothing like that. Basically, you review your life. So that those memories are stored somewhere, and it's not really in your brain. It could be part of your DNA, but your whole life is stored in there somewhere. And then also, if you believe in like previous lives or your family lineage, that's stored in there as well. So that's the part I read for you. Mm. So I review your life, really, without having to have a near-death experience. And then I not just read it, I can actually say edit it for you as well. So.
Oh, I love that. That's like a defrag. You're taking over whatever you can perceive, and you can clean it up, clear it up, shift it up, make it
right.
Much easier for people.
Exactly.
And what about persistent health issues? How can they unearth the core of the issue to heal themselves? Is that possible?
It is. You know, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to cure you or anything like that. But there's been tons of people who've, you know, healed themselves of cancers, or they start to learn how to walk, or, you know, a lot of the other issues that we have. And a lot of times, you know, whether you do surgery or anything like that, you know, if you don't get to the core issue like I do, you know, those issues tend to keep reoccurring. So if you get down to the bottom, like I do for you, then whatever you do, whatever physical you do, and a lot of times that physical thing that you do, whether it's a surgery or medication or anything, a lot of times you don't even have to do that, and it just magically, say, disappears for you. So again, it's the important thing is getting rid of, say, those core frequencies, as I call it, that run within you.
Beautiful. And you can even change our frequency. Let's say someone wants to be limitless or enjoy abundance in all aspects of life. That is something else you're capable of.
Of course, we're getting more and more into, say, success and business mastery and so on like that. Definitely, yeah, or relationships. Debbie, anything that you can consider life, I can help you edit, because it's really all the same.
Wow, yum, yum. So let's go ahead and take a call. I know we've got people who are yammering for some connection with Masajati. So, Doug, I'm going to ask, I think Zhuzha is the first one up. Let's connect with Zhuzha and Mas. And Zhuzha, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so wonderful to have you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Debbie. A regular listener, I love your show, and Mas, so nice to meet you. If nothing else, over the airwaves like this. I'm fascinated by your work, by what you do, and what you mentioned about up-leveling our frequency. So my question to you is, in this next phase, this next evolution of my life, how could I make an even bigger difference for people? How can I up-level the impact I make around the world?
Sure. Not exactly know what you do, but do you ever get a choking feeling on, you know, just like in your upper chest? It just seems like there's just a choking feeling or a suppression feeling. If we can get, say, rid of that pattern, because that really stifles you. I think you help a lot of people, but then you get burdened by their strife. So really helping yourself first, or, you know, being at a higher, like a pure level where you don't absorb their issues, right? You can stay, say, stronger, and then you can help more people awaken as well. Did that make sense to you, as far as like your throat or that upper chest area? There's just a pressing feeling. You might not have physical issues, or you might have physical issues, but... Yeah.
Yes. It does make sense.
Yeah, and you know, that's really, you could have the physical issues, but you know, if you've really noticed, say, the nuances of how, say, that works. What am I trying to say here? Sorry, I'm just reading you and reading. There's a ton of audience members kind of coming in. I can, by the way, guys, I can work on all of you at the same time, and I can explain that later. But what happens is that for you specifically, and it might seem really strange to you, but, you know, your family is really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
So close that they don't when they cross over, when they die, they don't, like, really let go. They just still kind of, like, hang on to you, if that makes sense to you. So, and it might not make sense to you, but anyway, I can help you release that for you. But that on the physical side, what you'll feel or the symptoms is that, you know, whenever you get stressed out or whenever other people are stressed out, right, or you see a lot of, say, issues with them or hunger or whatever it is, you know, or a shooting, you'll feel that area, chest area, gets suppressed or more heavier for you. That comes from spirit side, by the way, not a physical aspect for you. And then you get the thing is that you get burdened by a frequency that binds around you. So it's not just the situation that you're looking at. You actually get entangled at a deeper level, and it distorts you, and it takes you a while to get out of it. So you stay strong. So pulling that out of it, out of you, you'll see you can maintain a strength at higher levels longer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mas. That made a lot of sense, all of it, the connection with the other side and family members that pass that I do feel very close to. And yes, definitely there is a sensation of taking on other people's pain and burden. So yes, that made absolute sense. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. There's other people, other audience members. So as I work on one, say, individual, just note that if you have a similar issues, like, for example, in this case, you know, loved ones that are really close that never say let go or we never let go of them, I'll be working on you as well to help you release that. Deb, are you around?
I'm here. Boy, I'm fully involved. Just wanted to make sure you were able to complete that, and thank you so much for the call, Zhuzha. And we're going to just, I probably are going to keep taking call after call, but we are taking breaks in between. So, Tara, we're going to go to you before our next break. And, Tara, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's wonderful to have you, and thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hi. So, Mas, I was hoping you could work on a new guy. I think I'm starting to date him. His name's Jason, but he needs your help, please. He left the Mormon church like 20 years ago, but I know there's still issues from that and also some ones with his parents. So anything you could do to help him, and then if you see potential with him as a long-term relationship for me?
Sure. So, Tara, you know, your stomach area, it's almost is that you or is that him? Sometimes what happens with you is that, you know, when you care for somebody or you even start caring for somebody, their issues start to come into you. Does that make sense? So I can't tell if that's your issues or his issues, that center area, from the belly button on down, maybe a little higher. But in that area, there seems to be a lot of destruction going on. So is that you or him?
I hope it's not me.
So he's gone, let me just read him. It just seems like he's gone through a lot of abuse.
Yes.
That makes sense to you? Yeah. So it's probably him.
Church and everything. Okay. Church and dad.
And even before that, I think he's been like abused or almost like felt like he's being mutilated in life. Even at the age of 10 or 11 or 12, that's where it actually say started. For him,
he's a surgeon too.
He's a what?
A surgeon.
Ah, okay. And he's very open. You know, he's very sensitive. So, got it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the things that I read from people might not be theirs, but him, I think it actually happened that around 10 or 12 or, you know, around that age range, he kind of got beat up. Basically, so it's kind of opened him up to the other worlds, the death world, so to speak. So that's why he gets, say, connected to things that get, say, abuse him, like the church and so on like that, or abusive relationships or whatever that might be. Did that make sense to you? Or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then also if he's a surgeon, say his patient dies on him, they don't know where to go, they'll end up wrapping up in him, and then again it takes a little while. He might even get disoriented for a little bit. It's like, you know, what the hell happened to me, that kind of feel, until that person exits out of them. So for you, the reason why that's important is because once you start to love somebody, you integrate them into you, especially like in your womb area. So if you've noticed, you know, like previous relationships that you've had quite a few, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like maybe 7, maybe 3, three serious ones, but like maybe 7 or so.
Not really. Not me.
Really?
No.
You haven't had 3 serious ones?
Nope, not really.
How many relationships have you had?
Like, officially? Not many.
Less than 3 or more?
Yeah.
Is there
yeah.
No? Okay. All right.
Like, it could be like, this was my boyfriend.
I'm sorry, what?
Nobody, I would say this was like a boyfriend for...
Yeah, maybe you just have like close friends that feel like that to me. You know, anyway, people who you feel close to, if that makes sense, even those guys, so to speak, that feel like a brother to you, does that make sense to you then? Or no?
I don't know.
They're not so much
crushes, like, infatuations.
Yeah, those things you create like a distortion within your womb area, basically. So. And they could be girls too, and not just, again, this is like relationships that you've had that you've cared for somebody. Okay. So, anyway, releasing that for you. Is he a good match for you? He's a good match, but as you connect with him, his distortions, and I might be reading him, by the way, his distortions will like mesh into you. So it's really important for him to say clean up his space and remove, say, the memories of like torment. Otherwise it'll start blending into you like it has. A lot of those things that I might see quote unquote be off on in you, if you like tend to like, for example, him. If you go back to your other relationships or him, you might see that those are very accurate because their stories become your stories, which is really burdensome for you. So that's really the key. So you have to learn how to stop that, and I can help you with that, you know, through some of the stuff that I do. So and even now I can help you separate yourself from other people that you blend into. So.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But I do want a relationship, so it's like finding that balance.
Yeah, and that's why you always crave a relationship, because you're not complete yourself. You always have to connect with somebody to identify who you are, because you're incomplete. So it's really about you completing yourself and then finding a relationship, rather than finding a relationship to complete yourself. That's the key with you, and that's what I've been trying to say all along. So.
Am I almost complete? I've been working on it for a long time.
I would say. I think you're like. Have you been? You've been working with me, right? Or no?
Yes.
Or yeah.
Yes.
So I would say about 3/4 of the way. So you've got that last quarter to go. So. Okay. And this is like the test for you. It's not really a test. It's for you to consciously. To consciously say yes or no to relationships, but to create your own definition. All right?
Okay.
Really powerful.
All right. Thank you for helping him.
You're welcome.
That's great. I got a lot out of that as well. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more with Mas Sajati. You can join me, Debbie, after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? You feel it?
Yes, life is good and all is well. I'm interviewing Mas Sajati. Again, he's at masajati.com. And Mas, when you were working with Tara in the last segment, the word distortion came up. And I resonated with that. Yesterday afternoon, I shared with you I'm teaching a class called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. And I show up for my class. It's an amazing class. And I found I had a lot of difficulty putting words together, keeping my brain focused in the now. So all of that to say, I find it's carrying over into this morning. This distortion was an interesting word, but I'm somehow off, and I don't know what happened, but I really resonated some with what you were saying earlier, and I'd love to be fully here now instead.
Sure. I can just work on you for a second or two. But I can see where, you know, just like the last caller, and this is where you have to work on, you know, all of us, is that, you know, we have to understand, say, our frequencies that we create, like, or who we are, but just noticing our body compared to everybody else around us. Because, you know, for you too, Debbie, somebody in your class probably needed a lot of help or really depressed. Their patterns have wrapped around you.
Huh.
And then it kind of indents you because they grasp onto you, so to speak. They really can't latch onto you, but they'll try to grasp onto you. If that makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
And then you get kind of off kilter. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so we can just work on that to clear you up as well as other people, but yeah.
I feel you already, actually.
Yeah.
Feels very good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah, we can move on if you'd like. Or
I'd love, yeah, and hopefully other people got something out of that. I actually feel more clear, way more present. Yeah. Thank you. It was a gift. Yeah. Chrissy, you have been on the line and patient, and it is your time. So, Chrissy, welcome to Dare to Dream and Mas Sajati.
Hey, fantastic. Hey, I'm looking to strengthen and clear my space so I'm strong in my here and now.
Sure. Yeah, let's talk about family, Chrissy, because again, there. Do you have kids, husband? I see.
Yeah, I have two college kids and a husband.
Okay, one, two, three. I see one more kid around you as well.
And we released him. That was a miscarriage type.
Okay, but what do you mean? We like you and I released him, or?
Yeah, we did that quite a few years ago.
Got it.
Because he was latching on to my youngest son.
Ah, got it. So, okay, I've worked on you before. This is like an older person? Is there somebody that takes... it could be one of your... Oh, yeah, it's not the one... It's not, you know, yours. I'm seeing more of a like a friend of your kids. That's why it's important. So a friend of your kids, they might need some help. So they feel like they're latched on.
I have a nephew. Yeah, I have a nephew that's actually in court right now that could be going to jail. So I am concerned about him.
Okay, so he's the one, not your whatever happened. Yeah, so that person basically comes into your space as well. So let's help you push that out a little bit more. The nice thing is, and again, it's nice that you told me that I've worked on you, is that so those patterns I see of, you know, your kids, your husband, you know, before they might have been, say, integrated deep inside you. Yeah. And through the work that you've done is now it's outside of you, so to speak. So it's not in you. It's not part of you anymore, but it's still out, you know, around you. So let's push it out even more. And that way we can become, say, a stronger you know, wife or mother, without getting distorted or without like worrying, right? So we have clear focus on what the best decision is. Does that make sense to you? Kind of like staying away from the situation so we can make a clear decision rather than, say, getting worried about it. Much like a surgeon, right? They don't integrate with their patients, otherwise, it messes up their thought.
Can you check my house too to make sure nothing is lingering in here? You did a staging of it.
Yeah.
Make sure it's clear.
No.
And I'm strong enough.
Yeah, you're strong enough. Other than, like I said, people who you invite in, like your, was it your cousin or your nephew, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's all about you. Again, kind of like the last person, really caring, and then not like unlike the last person, you don't like pull them into you because you can't anymore, but just kind of leaving them on the side, doing it a better way for you. So sure. Perfect. And creating more space for you. There you go.
Yeah, because I'm starting a new job and I want to have some fun.
Yep. Yeah, and this is what it's really about is, again, creating your center. Okay. And it might sound selfish, but it's really not. You know, if you really learn to, say, strengthen yourself, you'll see that your kids, your husband, whoever, really benefit from it. Most people think it's the other way around.
No, so. They want it. They want me to enjoy my life. I've done my job as a mom and still am a wife, but we all want the best for each other and want to have some fun now. We've been working hard. It's been tough.
Right. And that's that phase is, again, I help do with is like pushing that out so you can live your own life, basically. Yeah.
Yay.
And it's rather quickly, actually. Next few weeks, a lot of transitions come in for you. All right?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Cool, Chrissy. Thank you so much. That was really uplifting, actually. Nice. Thanks for joining Dare to Dream. And we're going to head to a break. Again, Mas Sajati at MasSajati.com. You can join me on Twitter. My name at Debbie Dashinger, DACHINGER. And stay right there. I'll be right back.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's DACHINGER, DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum. Tuning in after we've started. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Masa Jadi, who has the gifts of powerful, intuitive, and healing abilities. You can find out more about Masa at masajadi.com. And we've got a couple of people on the line. I'm going to start off with Pam. Pam, who is on line 5, I think, or 2, but Pam, whichever the first Pam is, welcome to Dare to Dream, and thanks for your patience.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you.
Hi, Pam.
Here's Moss.
Hi. And it's my first time on the show. I've known Debbie for years, but this is the first time I've actually made it to the show. I'm excited.
Oh, welcome. Great to have you. What's your question, Pam?
Mine is about my thyroid. I have lots of projects on the go, and it keeps coming back to not having enough time and talking to different health professionals. I know it's my thyroid, and we've tried everything, and nothing's working.
Yeah. Again, Pam, I'm not a doctor, but I'll just tell you what I see. You know, it just seems like, do you take like supplements? I just sometimes I see kind of like heavy metals. Well, I see heavy metals in you, but sometimes if people are taking like too much supplements or they've had like prescriptions or prescription drugs, it feels like heavy metals to me. So do you take a lot of supplements?
No, I don't, but I have had a problem with heavy metals before of trying to get rid of them.
Oh, got it. So I just wanted to cut that aspect out. Yeah. So again, and I'll work on you, whether you know what that means or not, just to help you.
Okay.
And the way I help you is, one, change your underlying frequency. Okay. And then miraculously, again, you feel better. Or two, I change your underlying frequency. And then, you know, whatever that you're doing actually, you know, works for you. So one, I would do, again, a heavy metal cleanse because there's a lot of, say, toxicity from, let's just say, the ears on down. It's just like, it's just a lot of toxins in that area. Let's see where that can come from. And then two, you're always, say, in your head all the time.
Mm. Unfortunately, true.
So, yeah, you know, and you've kind of left your body vacant, if that makes sense. And that, you know, that makes for relationships, especially intimate ones, well, not really there from what I'm seeing. Or if you are, they're not connected to you. Even, does that make sense to you? That's the reason why. And it's hard to connect. Have you had a close relationship? Or it just seems...
Not for a long time.
Yeah. So, so let's work, if you don't mind, we can work on that as well to help you, say, come into a nice relationship. Because you need somebody to kind of ground you. You know, could, because you're always, well, up into the ethers, I guess, so to speak. If there was a solid person there that can ground you, you'd get a lot more work done, really. And there's a lot of things coming in with your mom as well. Were you more of a mom to her than she was to you? Or, you know, did you help her a lot?
Well, no, my sister, my older sister was, I actually told my mom this, I felt she was more of a mom to me because she really brought me up.
So, oh, okay, so whatever that mom experience is, got it. So that's kind of latched on to you as well, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, so where was your mom? Why did your sister raise you?
Because I was the youngest of six kids who she had in rapid succession, so... She just couldn't cope.
Yeah, so that aspect of it, it kind of has dented your frequency, so to speak, not to have like a mom that was really, really there. Does that make sense to you? So, so there's kind of like a blankness, let's just say, in the mom spot for you. So that makes sense. Let's help you remove that blankness so you can benefit from not having, say, a mom that might have not been around completely. And just talking about your mom again, because, again, it does affect you quite a bit. Was she okay? I mean, was she a little mentally off or just really stressed out? I just see her not completely here physically.
No, she was just... She was stressed out because she was always worried what the neighbors would think or what other people would think. So she spent her life worrying about what others would think instead of living her life.
Yeah. She seems like she always gets pulled out of her body or spacey, so to speak. And then, you know, people might think, you know, she wasn't the brightest or anything like that. It's really not about that. She literally has been pulled out of her body. So, like, your spirit's around your body. You know, your physical form, she's been pulled out of it or she gets pulled out of it. And that's where she might have a lot of fears. But the important thing is it's impacted you. And then you try to, say, escape your body, so to speak, to try to solve the issues of life. But let's just force you back into your body. And you'll see you'll be more grounded and you can see things from a different perspective. Yeah. There we go. How are you feeling? You might not feel anything, actually, because you're always in your head.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think it's waves of sensation going through my head, but not feeling a lot through the body.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So it's in your head, but in a short time, just stay on the call. In a short time, you'll see that waves of sensation starting in your head, starting to go down your throat, you know, and right into your body, which is really cool. And then that way, you'll be like one, and you'll think like more concisely. Yeah, very quick for you, actually. So, all right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. That was actually amazing for me. I got to say, I really felt that profoundly over here. Wow. Amazing. And I want to ask you, Mas, because you're somebody, you're always creating new things. You know, I watch you and everything from what's happening in the world today. I know you respond to it. And you show up with different healing modalities to assist people through the times and the global changes and challenges. And also you yourself create. You're always making new things, the next new piece of you being expressed out in the world. What is a way that you find a practice or a way that you create success, turn your dreams into reality. What do you do that you know that is a step or three different ways that always work for you that you might share with us?
Sure. I never worry about making mistakes. You know, a lot of people are afraid of making mistakes, so they never like really dare to dream, or if they do dream, they never dare to, you know, put it into action. So again, never worried about making mistakes. I look at it as a growth experience, right? I never think I did something wrong or bad, which is really huge for a lot of your audience members as I'm tapping in. Two, I don't care what other people think. You know, there's that internal drive on what's right. I mean, I would never, if you listen to my podcast or anything like that, Debbie, you know, some of the stuff I say is so, I mean, it's right on, but it's so against the norm of society. But that's the truth, you know, so I follow that inner guidance. And it's helped, well, it's helped my business expand. I mean, we almost say double almost every, you know, 4 to 6 months. So there's a lot of, you know, in truth, understanding that truth, it helped not only me, but other people. And then three, not getting stuck in time. So I always see myself from an outer perspective, like a third person perspective, not in the reality, but kind of playing that part, which kind of removes you from the situation that you're in, and you can think clearer that way and get better ideas.
I'm intrigued. Can you explain that a little bit more, the last piece? How do you extract yourself from yourself and observe yourself? How does that work?
Sure. Well, the deeper layers, Debbie, is that, you know, you say your spirit is around you. I mean, it is. It's arm's length around you, above you, below you. Okay. And then your body is within that, gets created within that spirit. So most of us look through the eyes, our physical eyes, but through the process, you know, of whatever I do or help you with, and you can do this on your own, is start to become aware of, say, your interaction. So start to become aware of, like, all your emotions that go through you, right? Mm-hmm. Most people get entangled in their emotions, but they never really study their emotions. You know, like when you get mad, for example, what happens to your blood? What happens to your face? What happens to all these things internally, right, that we're never aware of because we're too into the moment? So notice all the details of your physiology as you go through, you know, your emotions, your daily life. I've managed to basically look through, you know, your spiritual eyes at life. And just to clarify that, a lot of times when people do my meditations, or I call them meta healings, they start to feel really expansive and like 10 feet tall. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's actually looking at life or sensing this life through their spiritual body. So when we can do that, you see this life from a higher perspective. And amazingly enough, the solutions show up for you automatically when you can do that. It's quite impressive.
I love this. And I like the fact that it's such a departure from a typical answer. These are really very unique points of view and methods that I think people, if we start to play with it, we can employ and see where it takes us. That's pretty expansive. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. So we're going to take a quick break because we've got a little bit more moss.
Okay.
When we come back. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got a few more callers, a few more healings, and let's see what's possible.
You're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Debbie Dashinger with Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Masa Jadi, who's been helping callers. And we have a very, very short window. But as Masa is saying to me, listen, everyone who's just listening is receiving. So if you are open, and I'm deeply sensitive, so I would feel it, you know, if I was a mushroom or a mosquito. But I'm super feeling it over here. So you are too, and you can receive all these shifts and healings. Let's see if we can possibly get in the last two people. And I mean very, very quickly, but Moss is a magician. So I'm going to bring another Pam on. I think we have another Pam waiting on the line. And Pam, welcome to Dare to Dream. And if you would please, what is your question or statement to Moss?
Thank you for taking my call.
Great to have.
Hello?
Yep, we hear
hello.
You.
Oh, great. I was wondering if you can tap into my dad. He just came back from the hospital.
Okay. Sure. Do you have neck issues, or does he have neck issues? Or
he does. He does, yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of his issues, physical issues, come from the neck area. So again, not a doctor. I'm just telling you what I see. It's almost like he's been not, I don't want to say hung, but like dragged around by the neck. So he might have neck injuries, but you know, was he in the hospital?
He had a blood infection.
Okay. Yeah. I see a lot of, let's see. The blood circulation issues that come from the neck, which causes like it's almost like stagnant blood. So I was seeing like stagnant blood, not, and it's probably turned into a blood infection. So what that means is like, say your neck is constricted, or somebody's like holding on, you know, like pressure in the neck, kind of like a blood clot. You know, if you go on an airplane too long, right, you get clots in your in your legs. Right, because you're sitting down on this chair too long. Did that make sense for you? It's kind of like, it feels like that to him, for him, and it's just so helping him with that. And maybe deep massage would be really good for him. Like warm, yeah, like really, like a warm towel or a hot towel around his neck. because it's deep. It's really, really deep. It's not just like muscular, but it's deep muscles that constrict the blood flow, and then it gets clotted, and then he gets blood issues. So, did that make sense to you? Unearned.
Yeah. So physically, just get massages. That's all he can do from a physical standpoint.
Well, that's frequency level. He comes from probably a past life where he was actually, say, dragged around by the neck. You know, kind of like say you got roped, and then somebody was just pulling him along in the neck, and then that's how, you know, he'll have neck issues or, you know, neck pain similar to that in this lifetime. But if you ask him, he feels like his life has been just dragged around. He's been dragged around in life. You know, his might be your mom, but his wife just kind of drags him around, kind of like a noose in the neck. If that makes sense. I mean, I'm just saying it as it is, whether it's your mom or not. Does that make sense? And even say good situations kind of drag him along on the neck. So say if he made a lot of money, that wealth would be a noose around his neck. You know, it's that pattern over and over and over again. And now it's forming into a physical issue for him. So as I release that for him, it'll benefit you because sometimes you get dizzy or something like that, don't you? Or lightheaded, or do you not?
He does.
Oh, he does?
Randomly gets lightheaded, can't walk up the stairs, needs to sleep it off. We can't figure out why.
Oh, okay. So I thought that was you, which isn't a good sign, because if it's in you, you have a higher propensity to have that. Two is two, if that makes sense. So getting rid of that for you as well. So that's why the lightheadedness, again, there's a lot of, say, tension or pressure. So removing the spiritual aspect out of it, again, from a past lifetime, if you do what I said about the massage and stuff, it'll bring his neck area back into shape. Okay, sweetie?
Wow. That was amazing.
Right?
So detailed.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and it's it'll work right almost really quick. He'll actually feel it within the next few hours. It's that.
No doctor could tell us this.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Again, if a past life kind of memory comes in, I call it a time loop. You know, those things for me, you know, you move it out of people and it's almost like instantaneously they feel better because they're in this reality. It's quite amazing to me. We can move on.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that call and for that work. That was incredible and inspiring. And we are at the top of the hour here. I want people to know where they can connect with you. Where would you like to send them, Moss, for folks who are interested and hungry for more?
Sure. You know, we do a lot of free stuff. So take a look at the website. We're all over the world. We do a lot of events all over the world. And then if you can't reach us, you know, physically, we do a lot of online events as well. And you can go to mossajati.com. And then also my podcast, Exponential Intelligence. Or if you look up my name, Moss Ajati, and, you know, iTunes or a podcast player, you'd see. And it's free, but there's a lot of good content, the science behind what I do, because you guys can learn it as well. It's not just about me.
Masajati.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show again today. This was phenomenal.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we love you. And I end today's show with this quote from Jeff Foster. The word depressed is spoken phonetically as deep rest. We can view depression not as a mental illness, but on a deeper level as a profound and very misunderstood state of deep rest entered into when we are completely exhausted by the weight of our own identity. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/debontheradio. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.